main issue that me and my research group are interested in is how to measure soil moisture using optical imagery and going to a greater depth to the entire root zone. But I could not let pass by an opportunity we were offered a few years ago to validate the RadarSat 2 soil moisture product. The RadarSat 2 is a new satellite that was only launched a few years ago, and it has a very high resolution, about 6 to 7 meters. And so it would be very useful to use this high resolution soil moisture product for all kinds of applications, especially, for example, to validate the large-scale passive radar soil moisture products that, for example, BNIAC talked about. Let me acknowledge first Diana Romero Suarez, who was my master's student and was in charge of this project. Currently, she is at the Desert Research Institute. And then my colleagues at New Mexico Tech, Bruce Harrison and Brian Borchers, and Bernard Rebus, who processed all the radar images, and he is at McDonald, Detweiler & Associates in Richmond, Canada. And this company is managing the distribution analysis of RadarSat 1 and RadarSat 2 imagery. RadarSat 2 is not designed especially for soil moisture. It really is a terrific satellite. And what we see here is the potential for different kinds of applications. And one thing that I was really impressed with, what I have seen, is the potential to detect ships and ocean features, etc. RadarSat 2, because of its very high resolution, really can track a tanker from one place to another. Then we have the potential to do mapping of ice features, structural features in geology, agriculture, crop type, crop condition, etc. We see that in hydrology for soil moisture, that is only a moderate potential, and we have done some research to see how large this potential is, and still a lot needs to be done. What we will focus on here is on how RadarSat 2 can help us to obtain more high-resolution soil moisture information. And our approach is basically very simple. We will compare the RadarSat 2 soil moisture product with field measurements, and we will focus on the factors that control the accuracy of the radar soil moisture maps and how deep the radar soil moisture measurements are done. Two very important parameters that determine the radar signal, the reflections, or the scatter, are the surface roughness of the soil and the soil moisture. And RadarSat 2, I already mentioned spatial resolution is about 7 meters, but it is really very attractive for soil moisture analysis, because RadarSat 2, and this is different from RadarSat 1, it can transmit and receive microwaves in two orthogonal polarizations, in the horizontal and vertical. And this then results in four different measurements that can be made of the backscatter coefficients of the scattering surface, sigma HH, VV, VH, and HV. And for example, sigma HV stands for the backscattering coefficient measured by transmitting horizontally polarized wave and receiving the vertically polarized wave. And as it turns out, we can receive in that way the HV. We can receive if RadarSat 2 is transmitting vertical polarized waves and receiving horizontal ones. And then we have these two are the same. And then we have vertical, vertical, and horizontal, and horizontal. So we have three independent measurements from RadarSat 2 compared to one from RadarSat 1. And he developed a model, a semi-empirical model, a number of years ago that can be used to inverse the RadarSat 2 data. And what is important here is to see that We have three known parameters in this model consisting out of two equations. One, of course, are the backscatter coefficients. Here we have vertical, horizontal, 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 vertical, vertical. We have also the known incident angle, what we know for each pixel, how the waves reach the lens surface. And then we have the known wavelength of the radar. And we have two unknown here. And these two unknown represent especially the two most important parameters that determine the backscatter. And that is the unknown volumetric soil moisture and the unknown roughness length. And what we then end up with is two equations with two unknown that can be solved. So we decided to test this RadarSat soil moisture product out around Socorro, New Mexico, just in our backyard. And we selected five different sites. One is here the Alpha site, which is the ideal site to determine radar soil moisture. It's almost bare and it's very flat and very homogeneous. Then another ideal site is this one. This has a short pasture on it. It's irrigated land, but again, it is flat and it is very homogeneous. Then we put two more challenging sites in the mix, and that was these here, the creosote site, where you have creosote bushes interspersed with bare soils. A little bit more challenging is here this better site. It's a really sandy soil, but with little hills around 1 meter high, and with some bushes that are spread out in this area. And then finally, because I really wanted to see what RadarSat can do for us, I threw in this site that we call the Nicole site, that consists of some bushes and bare soil, a sand layer. But the trick here is that this is a seepage area, and if you only dig 2, 3, or 4 centimeters, you have soaking wet soils, and up top you have a very dry level. So this typically is a site, if you're driving around in a heavy vehicle, you think, oh, this is a nice dry soil, and you drive in it and you go up to your axles into the mud. So our approach was to take a RadarSat image and compare it with soil moisture measurements that we did at each site. So we had 16 sampling locations, each 20 meter apart. And at each of these locations, we took gravimetric samples, because you cannot take a volumetric sample in the top centimeter of a soil. But we took gravimetric samples at the first centimeter, the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, and then from 5 to 10 centimeters. And then we compare these field measurements that, of course, are gravimetric. We also took some measurements of the bulk density to go to volumetric water content. And then we used the percentage of volumetric water content to compare with the percentage of volumetric water content that comes out of the RadarSat image. One of the things that you see already here with these soil moisture maps of RadarSat, they are not giving us complete coverage. You have big holes in it. So if you can live with that, that is okay. But if you want to have a continuous coverage of soil moisture conditions, like for example the climate modelers need, this would cause some problems. In our study, we did some efforts to come up with a better coverage using a correction for the vegetation type. But this really did not improve things, and so I will not discuss that in this talk. Here you see for the Alpha site, the ideal site for 10 sampling days, what the coverage was. And we see it can go from as low as less than 20% to almost as high as 100%, but it varies quite a bit from one day to another. As a consequence then, if we are going to compare, for example, the RadarSat product with the field measurements, in the RadarSat product we will have some gaps in here. So we often have an incomplete determination of the mean soil moisture condition. What we did is we compared for each of these sites for every day the soil moisture measurements that we had with the radar, the pixels, and the measurements that we took in the field. And in the field, we took the measurements 1 hour before the overpass and 1 hour after the overpass. It was not an easy task to get 20 undergraduates out of the bed at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the field, but they all did it. And this is an example of how we analyze the data. So here we have the alpha site, the ideal site. This is 0 to 1 centimeter. This was on dry days, which of course are the most frequent in New Mexico. And this was a wet day after some rainfall. And what we see here in the top centimeter, we see a correlation that makes sense also from 1 to 2 centimeter and from 2 to 3 centimeter, but then the correlation slowly is disappearing. And if we look at the correlation coefficient between radar soil moisture and field soil moisture, we see a high correlation in the top, the second and the third centimeter with a significant probability, but then below with the correlations fall down, and so does the significance. So this basically is good that at least the way soil moisture is ranked makes sense and agrees with the soil moisture measurements. However, a very disturbing factor what we found is that the dry soils are overestimated by the radar. Instead of coming up with the soil moisture content between 0 and 4 volume percent, radar set comes up with between 5 and 15%. So if you have a big interest in dust generation, this is not good if you are over-predicting your soil moisture content under dry conditions. We did this for all the 5 sites. Alpha and Trip were the ideal site. The coverage in alpha generally was high, Trip medium, but what we see both in alpha and Trip, we found a high correlation between the soil moisture in the top centimeters, 0 to 3 for alpha and 0 to 4 in Trip, and the radar set product, which is good. However, the accuracy of these estimations was not always good, especially for the drier soils. We had an overestimation. The two challenging sites, creosote because of the vegetation structure, and better because of the vegetation structure and the microtopography, yielded low to medium coverage with the sensor. With the beta, we saw a very low correlation coefficient with some overestimation. And with the creosote site, we even found a negative correlation between the radar soil moisture product and our field measurements. And that, of course, is completely off. At the Nicole site, the seepage area, generally we had low coverage because also due to the vegetation structure and the microtopography, the correlation coefficient was rather low. And here, the soil moisture was underestimated. And especially on the seepage side, that is very wet, that is not a good thing to have an underestimation. Our conclusions are that radar set soil moisture shows agreement with field data when the conditions of terrain and moisture meet the requirements of the O model. And the O model was regressed on volumetric soil moisture between 4 to 28%. And if you are in that range on an ideal site, generally it does a decent job. But if it becomes drier or wetter, it does not. It also assumes that you have a low surface roughness. And where do you have a low surface roughness if you are in a natural environment? That is pretty rare. And it assumes that you have a bare surface or a homogeneous vegetation coverage. So if these conditions are met, you probably can rely on the radar set to soil moisture product. In sites with non-ideal conditions, we don't find a strong correlation between the radar maps and field soil moisture measurements. Another thing that we found, of course, is that the coverage is incomplete with the radar set soil moisture maps. Then the high correlations for the ideal sites are not always indicative for the accuracy, overestimation in dry conditions, underestimation in wet conditions. We have very clearly seen that the effective depth of penetration of the radar signal is about 3 centimeters. And then finally, our conclusion is that if you want to use RadarSat 2 soil moisture map, you should do so with care in areas with non-ideal conditions.
Time for one quick question.
Yep. What's the frequency of the radar?
Oh.
Microwave?
It's close to gigahertz. So a pretty high frequency, and that's also why you have such a small penetration depth.
Okay. Thanks, Jan, very much.